Hello and welcome to the Align Research Podcast. Today I'm joined by Mark Siegel, who's CFO at Gaming Realms. How are you today, Mark?
Yes, all very good, thank you, and thanks for having me.
All right, first question. It's coming up to a year since the disposal of the Real Money Gaming operations. Has the new license-focused strategy performed as expected since then?
Yes, it's hit the at least as well as we'd expect, and actually grown a lot more since then. I mean, the licensing grew 56% in the second half of 2019 versus the first half after the disposal, and it's grown further in the beginning of Q1 2020, as we've added new partners and new distribution channels.
Right. How is the global pandemic affecting your revenues? Do people play more games because they have more free time, or do they play less because they have less money?
I mean, the long-term effects of the pandemic are yet unclear, but as per the statement released today, we have experienced a strong Q1 and we're confident about the remainder of the year. We've been adding new sites and we've been adding new distribution, which has definitely led to some of this growth. But we're in a lucky situation that we are at a time when people are only able to consume things through digital means or purchases online. We are able to supply our games to operators who do just that.
What can investors expect to see through the rest of 2020?
So, also likewise in the statement, we comment that we will continue to develop and license more games and more content. We also hope to sign more distribution partners and see further licenses granted, particularly in the USA. We only went live actually this year with our first partner through Scientific Games. They're a huge international distribution partner. And we went live with the first partner in March. That was Sky Betting and Gaming. So we're expecting many more partners to go live throughout the year. This will bring more players to the games and increase our revenues.
Can you elaborate any more on plans to expand within the US markets?
Yeah, so New Jersey's been a very important market for us. We've been maintaining our market share in New Jersey, even though it grew 66% last year. We managed to grow with it. Pennsylvania is another licensed state. We submitted our application earlier this year, and there's now talk that Michigan are going to expedite their regulated online casino licenses, so we'll be applying for that as well.
Okay, yeah. And as far as, depending obviously on your performance, if you meet expectations for the current year, is there potential for a dividend payment?
The board's not taken a decision on dividend payments as yet. We're all shareholders, and as such, we are interested in the dividend, but only when the time is right. I mean, we're still developing more content, and our platform is able to get increased future value.
Mark Siegel, CFO at Gaming Realms, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you.